Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And a good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks down near Jordan, Minnesota, that make the best patio furniture in the whole world, called By the Yard. We'll talk to Jim in just a moment. Cardinal Corner, though, if you don't know, it's a wild bird store that has really everything for the backyard birder. Quality bird seeds, certainly. Bird feeders and accessories. Unique gifts for the nature lover. Boy, they've got so many good things. Pam and Lee own and operate this store. Two locations, West St. Paul and in the Newport Center. And you can help out our feathered friends with high-energy suet. The ladies remind us of that. Peanuts, black oil, sunflower seed, golden safflower, things like that. They're all high in protein and fat. And you can read more about all of this. They've got great tips in the January Cardinal Corner newsletter. All you have to do is subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. And, of course, beautiful and unusual selection of bird feeders, bird baths, bird houses. Many of these items not only made in America, but made right here in Minnesota. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Call them 651-455-6556 or online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find out that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. And good morning to you, Jim. It is overcast. We've gained a few degrees. It's now 3 below, minus 3.
Minus 3. That's actually warm.
You're right.
Warmer.
Warmer.
Yeah. We, on the northwest side of Lake Waconia here, we have minus 4, so officially minus 3 at the airport. And southeast winds, and it's cloudy. And so that means change in weather. But still some nice frost patterns on our garage entrance window. It looks like a miniature forest when you look at it. Sunrise today will come at 7:48 and sunset 4:57. So this coming week we're going to have sunset after 5 o'clock. It's going to be pretty nice. Today, in the Twin Cities area, we have 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. We have gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 11 minutes since last Sunday, and 22 minutes is the total daylight gained since December 21st, the winter solstice. The normal high for today is 23. The normal low is 7. Records for today, January 14th in the Twin Cities, high 49. That was set 74 years ago, 1944. The record low, minus 26, set in 1963. That's, boy, it doesn't seem like that, 55 years ago, and again in 1972. So the record high, 49, record low, minus 26. The most snow we've ever received in recorded history on this date is 4.4 inches, and that was in 1999, 19 years ago. We have a very thin, waning crescent moon that rose at 5:44 a.m. I'm sure it must have been cloudy at the time and no one saw it, but yesterday I did see it. And the moon sets this afternoon at 3:14. Our next full moon is January 31st, and it's the second full moon this month, and so it's called a blue moon. Also, it's another super moon because of being close in its elliptical orbit. Plus, we have the opportunity to see a total lunar eclipse on January 31st. The eclipse starts at 5:48 a.m., and the sunrise is 7:34, and the sunset is 7:37. Excuse me, and the moonset is 7:37. So it's possible to see this eclipse if it's clear or partly cloudy. Lots of things happening now in January. January 15th, that's tomorrow, marks the midpoint of meteorological winter that's here in the upper Midwest that began December 1st and ends February 28th. Though the days are short and the nights long, the amount of daylight continues to increase by almost an hour during this month. Listen for the first Northern Cardinals whistling. What cheer, cheer, cheer. That's a wonderful song. Yesterday morning, about 10 a.m., Steve Bussler from Waconia heard his first of the year Northern Cardinal singing What Cheer, Cheer. Last year, Steve Bussler heard his first of the year Cardinal singing January 21st. Actually, he heard two Northern Cardinals singing that day. They were several blocks apart. You notice that when he's out on a run. Two other WCCO radio listeners that same day, one in Carver and one in Plymouth, also heard their first of the year Northern Cardinals singing this What Cheer, Cheer, Cheer song. So be sure to listen now, and you're going to hear it one of these mornings, maybe even this morning. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur heard their first of the year Northern Cardinals singing What Cheer, Cheer, that beautiful song on January 5th this year. Julie Brophy from Victoria continues to hear the whistle Phoebe spring song of the black-capped chickadees and the wee-wee-wee spring song of the white-breasted nuthatch and the pumphandle, also known as spelunker, spring call of the blue jay. Other people have observed the same thing. Great. You know, it just makes you feel good when you go outside and you hear a spring song.
Some folks are wondering, Jim, via text, with all this cold weather, I don't see these birds, sparrows. Where do these birds go in this cold weather?
Huh? To our feeders.
Good line.
I don't know. You know, I'll say this. They go and they come, or they come and they go. But, you know, they're there, and they try to stay out of the wind as much as possible. That's an important thing. Fluff their feathers out. Seek shelter in evergreens and, you know, around buildings, places where they can get out of the wind. They're here. Molly Miller from Invergrove Heights in Dakota County reported last Monday, January, this is a quote from her. "I'm so happy to see a brown creeper creeping up the trees in my yard. They make me smile." Brown creeper is this tiny brown bird that's going up the trees, or go up maybe 20, 25 feet, and then fly to the base and go back up again. They're looking for insects and spiders and their eggs and the cracks in the bark. Julie Brophy and her husband, Bill Lutz, heard a pair of barred owls duet hooting. We're hearing the great horned owls, but now we're hearing she heard the barred owls. That's the first I had heard of that. They heard them in Carver Park Reserve right near Victoria this past Tuesday afternoon January 9th. The day we had a high temperature of 42 in the Twin Cities area, and our January thaw. I'm sure we'll have another January thaw, too. That evening, Julie and Bill observed raccoons outside their home in Victoria. And the next night, January 10th, raccoons were also out again. In northeastern Minnesota, at this time of year, male common ravens do elaborate courtship flight maneuvers, including steep dives, tumbles, and rolls. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Luton, report that there's plenty of snow for good cross-country skiing, and Luton Mountain ski area has 30 to 60 inches of snow. The forecast for today is lake effect snow, that nice light snow that comes down. The most numerous of the birds at David and Mary's feeding station are the common redpolls. The redpolls eat sunflower hearts and other seeds scattered on the ground. And the Brislances also see them eating goldenrod seeds from plants sticking up above the snow. These plants stick up 2 to 3 feet above the snow level. Flying squirrels continue to come each evening. One night this past week, they had 7 flying squirrels on their feeder at one time. The flying squirrels relish peanut butter, suet, peanuts, and hulled sunflower seeds. And David Brislance has also seen his courtship flight patterns of the northern raven. In fact, he saw it 3 times this past week. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that Rice County ice anglers are happy. The ice is about 15 inches thick in most places, and crappies are biting. They've seen a bald eagle near their home, and yesterday watched a northern harrier gliding low, very low, over a field. Marlene and Ray Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report that the woodpeckers, downy, hairy, red-bellied, and pileated, are eating suet like crazy these cold days. Yesterday morning, a pair of pileated woodpeckers stayed and ate suet for almost an hour. Also yesterday was the first day they heard a pileated woodpecker drumming, an early spring sign, of course. Ray and Marlene heard downy woodpeckers drumming the first part of last week. Now here's where the birds go. 18 species of birds were seen at their feeding station yesterday, including, you know, at this time of the year, a rare white-throated sparrow, a northern flicker, and brown creeper, and sometimes they have over 30 northern cardinals at one time. On Friday, Ray saw 2 red foxes walking close together. This is the beginning of red fox courtship. Also, a pair of bald eagles was seen next to one another in a branch close to their nest, and that was not far from where they live in Northfield, just a couple miles east of Northfield. Do we have time for a little more, or should we talk about By the Yard?
Well, let's do both. Let's talk about By the Yard. In fact, I'm thinking about the newer listeners to your show, Jim, or newer listeners who are unfamiliar with By the Yard furniture. And maybe we should back up a little bit and tell folks that this is still a family-run business down near Jordan, Minnesota, and they make out of recycled plastic milk jugs this great furniture. You leave outside, you never have to store it. Jim has had your furniture for years, right? Still looks new, doesn't it?
You know, it does. It's so amazing. I know parts of it have been out there for 10 years. And you know what? I just go out. Yeah, it gets a little dusty because it's been dusty in the air.
Sure.
And we haven't had a lot of snow. But if I just go out and wipe it off a little bit, it looks perfect.
Yeah, it really does. And it's very substantial. That means, you know, in strong winds, it's not going to blow away.
No, ours never moves in the wind.
No, and this furniture, unlike, I think, any other patio furniture, By the Yard has a 35-year warranty. Guarantees no breaking, no cracking, no splintering. And as Jim and I love, you just leave it out there. If you have limited space for storage, you don't have to worry about it. You leave it out. Yeah. It does not be affected by the weather at all. And it's comfortable, moreover, and it's good looking. They have these fire tables. A lot of folks have purchased those. I don't know if they're out there right now with 3 below 0, but but when it warms up, people will be back out there on their decks and their lake homes, etc. Let me give you a phone number. A lot of folks call after Jim's show and leave your address. It's a recording, so just leave it. You get a free color catalog. 877-220-0448. 877-220-0448. It's toll free. Or visit buytheyard.net if that's easier for you, and check out that catalog. See what Jim and I have talked about for so many years now.
The catalog, beautiful colored photos in it of different settings. And even better, if you ever have the chance, you're driving 169, you know, just past Chaska, maybe on your way to Le Sueur or whatever, over on the left side, you see the big building, stop in and see that showroom, and just walk around and kind of imagine what your own yard may look like.
A lot of good ideas from some of the nicest people in the world at By the Yard, the Andersons there. Well, Jim, let's see what else you have in your nature notebook.
Well, Tom Bover's reports from Faribault this past Monday, the 8th, observed long-eared owls, as I said, and before, and Person Juniper Tree also saw a sawwood owl on Tuesday, and a single American robin and a winter wren, and found snow fleas. Now, snow fleas are just tiny insects. Kind of remind me of pepper on the snow. You know, they're a little bigger than that, but I don't know, 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters long. They don't have wings, but they have this tail that they can bend in towards their body and then allows them to spring. In fact, sometimes they're called springtails. And they were out on the wet snow, this past would have been Tuesday the 9th when we had the warm weather. But it's just a neat thing. A lot of people have never seen snow fleas. I can't tell you how many students I've shown over the years snow fleas that were out snowshoeing at Lowry Nature Center, or even up in along the North Shore. But these snow fleas feed on just organic things, leaves, other things near the soil. He also said that during the below zero days, he's heard trees popping. Denny, have you ever heard that? Just
a loud cracking sound.
Yeah. And on the warm days, like the 9th and 10th of January, he heard pileated, downy, and red-bellied woodpeckers and saw them drumming. Jimmy Mace from the Hinton Marina, that's on the south end of Lake Waconia, reports that ice conditions on the lake are the best in 4 or 5 years. The ice depth varies from 17 to 21 inches. And these people know because this marina is busy. There are hundreds of ice fishing houses out on the lake right now. But just during the warm spell, the ice expanded. So now there are just a few pressure ridges and these spots that have been lifted up or moved. In fact, you can see movement of the ice coming up on the shorelines. So be careful. Anybody out on the lake, especially when you're driving, watch out for these pressure ridges. During the day, people have been fishing for sunfish and northerns. In the early evening, crappies, and through the night, the walleyes have been biting. And I don't really know how many fish houses, but it's got to be maybe 500, 600, 700 out there right now.
Holy
yeah, I know. Wow. It's these villages. It's just totally incredible. Do we have any calls or anything?
Yes, we have. Actually, Arlene is calling from Prescott, Wisconsin. Let's, Arlene, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I have a question about mourning doves.
I have
10 mourning doves that are here every single day, and I have a heated bird bath, and they are in that thing every day, and they drink an awful lot of water, and when it gets real, real cold, my heated bird bath that has an opening probably on the top about size of 50-cent piece, and the rest of it's frozen, but they'll drink out of that, and then I keep filling it all the time. But I can't understand how their legs and everything. They stand in the water. How their legs and that don't freeze, they fall off.
If you and I were standing on the ice with our bare feet, we couldn't take it.
No, not at all.
But the anatomy of bird legs is a whole lot different than ours. And they don't have fleshy parts like we do. And they're set up so that they can stand the cold. It doesn't bother. Like you watch ducks swimming in the cold water or standing on the ice, and you think, how can they do it? Well, it's just because they don't have these fleshy parts, and they're able to do this, and it doesn't bother them that much. And it's interesting she would say mourning doves, because it's been only the last 30 years that the mourning doves have been common in the southern part of Minnesota during the wintertime. A good share of our mourning doves go into the southern states, like, down to Texas and so on for the winter. But some do winter over. They love to eat on the ground, so if you've got crack corn or any other types of seeds, you can scatter on the ground for the mourning doves. That was the last bird at our feeder last night. I saw the last mourning dove left at 10 after 5. I was looking out, I could barely see it, and there it was.
All right, we just got a phone call from Dick in Roseville, who is feeding two pileated woodpeckers, one male and one female.
Oh!
How about that?
And the way you tell them apart, now this is the largest woodpecker. It's the size of a crow, American crow. And you tell them apart because the male, if you just look at the beak and then look along the back of the beak, I call it a red mustache. It has this X just by the bill. And that's how you tell them apart.
Interesting.
That is so neat.
Well, thanks, Dick, for that. And that leads us to the end of the show, Jim. So I know you and I will be talking this week, and we'll have another Nature Notes next Sunday for sure.
Sure.
All right, Jim. Talk to you in a few days.
You have a good week.
You too. Thank
Bye
you, Jim.
Now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCC. We'll have a look at that forecast in just a moment.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.